Welcome to Tunage, a new music podcast made for the Pioneer, Cooper Union's student-run newspaper. In each episode, we'll cover a wide variety of music selections, all catered towards a specific theme. We'll play our selected songs, in addition to sharing the reasons why we chose them. So wherever you're listening from, just sit back and let us soundtrack your next hour. Tunage is recorded in the Pioneer office at 41 Cooper Square. Do you hello, you're listening to Tunage episode 3. You've caught us in the middle of midterm season, and honestly, everyone in this room kind of just looks very like emotionally drained right now. How are y'all coping?
All right, naps here and there. Shouts to Buildings and Grounds.
What did you say?
Said shouts to Buildings and Grounds for installing those pillows, so naps are like
so nice.
Much easier to come
oh my
by.
God, they're gonna get trashed by like next semester though.
They're already kind of dirty.
Yeah,
yo, we already lost two of them near the window. I'm so salty about that.
Let us have anything nice. Well, even with all that, we still gathered here to deliver you some great music selections. We got a very interesting theme to go over and a fantastic panel to discuss it with. My name is Brandon. We've got Gabby and Olivia here, and we are joined today by our two editors-in-chief, Kavya and Matt, making his Tunage debut.
Woo!
Say hey to all of our listeners, Matt.
Say hey.
Oh, hey.
Listeners. I'm new to this.
So. Well, we're going to get a bit serious this episode. We're a music podcast, and you know that should be fun and lighthearted since music is often used as an escape, but music is also a reflection of the times that we currently live in. And with that, there has been a widely debated topic in the news involving music that I felt was too important to not cover in an episode. Over the past couple months, players in the NFL have taken a knee during the national anthem to protest police brutality. Colin Kaepernick jump-started these protests last year, saying that he felt this is bigger than football, and it would be selfish on his part to look the other way. There are bodies in the street and people getting paid leave and getting away with murder. With so many unarmed black men and women falling victim to aggressive policing at alarmingly higher rates than white men and women, it is clear that systemic racism is still very much a thing in America. Unfortunately, our current sitting president does not understand that, actually calling out the NFL to fire players that kneel during the anthem, saying it's disrespectful to the flag and our troops defending us overseas, which obviously completely misses the point of the original protest. We as Americans need to protest. It's the only way we can shed light on issues that we simply cannot keep allowing to happen to us every day in our lives. But with that said, the protest also drew attention to the questionable lyrical content of the anthem itself. There's another verse written by Francis Scott Key that calls out slaves that joined the British side in order to gain their freedom. So like, rather than understand this was the only way black people at this time could truly be free, he'd rather write a whole nother verse celebrating how, and I quote, their blood washed out their foul footsteps pollution. Like, he was like petty and racist as hell, yet our country adopted the Star Spangled Banner as our national anthem, surprisingly not even a century ago, just back in 1931. Which means we can change the system and replace the national anthem with something a little more representative of us as today's Americans, citizens and non-citizens alike. And that is what we will be sharing for you, our alternatives to the national anthem, songs we would proudly sing that represents our vision and hopes for America moving forward. So going into this, I didn't really have any specific criteria in mind with how I chose my national anthem, but like some pointers that I had was like, it should be, for lack of a better term, like anthemic. You should like be able to scream at the top of your lungs and, you know, just be an amazing thing. It should be lyrically timeless, and it should also hit you immediately on impact, like from the very first note. Like, imagine this. Please rise for your national anthem.
It's Britney, bitch.
Right? Like, can you imagine that?
I'm standing right now,
actually. That'd be amazing. Hey. That was a joke. I'm sorry. That was my troll one. That I did not choose that.
Wait, what Britney Spears song is that?
That was Give Me More.
Okay.
Yeah, honestly, I mean, like, that was, like, super heavy. So it's, like, at least nice to just put in a little bit of lightheartedness just, like, right there. Kind of needed that because, like, the seriousness was really getting to me.
Yeah. No, but surprisingly and honestly, I'm proud of it. Everyone took on this theme pretty seriously and no one went with, like, a troll selection. Did you guys have any particular criteria that you based your choice on?
I went pretty liberal with my interpretation of the prompts. Because now that you mention it, I can't imagine like the song I chose being spoken aloud to or sung aloud, you know, as a like a, at a baseball game or something. It'd be kind of weird, I think. But
yeah. I mean, I was kind of looking for a song that like addressed a social issue, and I just found it difficult because I can't think of them off the top of my head. So I literally came up with mine like an hour and a half ago. It was actually really hard.
It was very hard.
Because it's, like, for me, I was thinking, like, will I be able to, like, proudly sing this? I mean, I don't even know, like, what's my choice if I will be, but, like, it's still a song that I think addresses serious issues.
Like, it was honestly a really difficult prompt because of, like, just the serious weight of it. So, obviously, this isn't something that we could just, like, oh, look at our playlist and pick one. Like, we had to really be satisfied with our choices. Mm-hmm. So, like, I was really, really thinking kind of hard of it, especially, like, not only with the whole, Olivia, you mentioned this too, but not only because of the whole kneeling, but also the whole Me Too campaign as well. Because there's just a lot of addressed yet unaddressed issues that this nation faces and then the people of this nation face. And I was trying to think of some kind of song that would speak directly to them. Not necessarily, I wasn't exactly looking for some kind of, like, Eye of the Tiger type motivation, but just something that, like, as you mentioned, just, like, hit at the first note.
Snaps to that.
Yeah, there's a lot of issues in America that can kind of go uncovered, so it's good to tackle on, you know, everything as much as you can, because some things do go unnoticed. We can get started. Matt, it's your first episode. You can start us off.
Oh, great.
Hey, Matt.
So my song, don't judge me too hard for this, but is Blowin' in the Wind by Bob Dylan.
God, I'm judging you.
It was written in the 60s. 1962 is when it was recorded. So Bob Dylan was like 20-something, early 20s, when he wrote this song, which is cool. It's our age now, I think, so it's impressive.
What have I done, right?
you want to play the song and maybe we can talk about it?
Yeah, let's listen.
Sure.
How many roads must a man walk down before you call him a man? How many seas must the white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? Yes, and how many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Yes, and how many years can a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea? Yes, and how many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? Yes, and how many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
That was really nice.
That was nice.
Yeah, so I chose this song. I think because, well, I mean, if you listen to the lyrics, there's a lot of rhetorical questions involved. And I felt like if I had to pick, you know, like, when I thought about, like, what does, you know, like, what am I trying to represent in the song about the United States of America? I actually had more questions than I did, like, solid things I could, you know, speak about. I think a lot of the issues we face today are... leave me with more questions than answers, so I think this song was fitting in that respect. I don't know, I also feel like I kind of have an affinity for folk music, so... I kind of thought it was appropriate, kind of like this American sort of vibe, you know. Bob Dylan, I think, still sort of has like a, I don't know what I'm saying here, but he's like, I think he's kind of an integral part of American culture. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and also like the fact that like the answer is blowing in the wind, I think definitely resonates with me because like, I don't think there's a easy solution to, or like an easy answer to console ourselves about the future. That sounds kind of morbid, but like, it's just like, I think we've taken a pretty uncertain turn, at least in my opinion, over the past year or so.
Oh, big time. Like, nothing surprises us anymore, which is just miserable. Like, low-key, the headlines are kind of getting worse and worse, and just at this point, are we surprised? Also, I gotta say, Matt, I really liked what you said about how, like, it leaves you with more questions than answers. So that tied nicely into the song. So, yeah.
Damn.
I know, I had to sit and ponder that. That was a very good choice, though, Matt. Thank you. Gabby, you're up. What would you replace the national anthem with?
So, I don't know if I would actually replace this, the national anthem with this song.
Okay.
But... it's definitely, at least to me, anthemic for multiple reasons. So the song that I chose was Queen's The Show Must Go On. And before we play it, I want to start off with a little bit of historical context because Queen, everybody has that band that they would die for. Queen is that band. I just really love Queen. Oh, my God. And, like, so The Show Must Go On was written and performed around the time when Freddie Mercury, the lead singer, was dying of AIDS. And nobody outside of in the public eye knew about this. Nobody. It was a major secret. He was very private about his life. And he wrote this song kind of facing death. And mm-hmm. He knew it, the bandmates knew it, but the world didn't know it. And he was basically kind of like putting on this act. When they actually went to record it, Brian May, the lead guitarist, asked Freddie, like, are you okay to do this? Because he couldn't even walk at the time. So, allegedly, Freddie shot of vodka and said, we'll perform this, darling, as if nothing happened. I love him. The main reason I chose this song was because just, like, everybody, like, the kneeling, the issue of Black Lives Matter, the issue of the Me Too, just all of these things coming up. It's like everybody is going through something so major and so impactful that, honestly, like, you'd think that it would just, like, stop their life right in their tracks, but everybody just keeps going because that's just, like, what life is. Like, we got to keep going. We got to keep doing us, even if people stop us, which we just should not allow. So, this is Queen's The Show Must Go On.
Empty spaces, what are we living for? Abandoned places, I guess we know the score. On and on, does anybody know what we are looking for? Another hero, another mindless crime. Behind the curtain, in the pantomime. Hold the line, does anybody want to take it anymore? So must go. Show my-
soul is painted like the wings of butterflies. Fairy tales of yesterday, we grow but never die.
Just got gassed because we found out Freddie Mercury is Indian.
Yo.
Yeah, I literally just talked about his life for a good like 5 minutes uninterrupted, completely from memory.
Like, guys, she didn't have a laptop out. She wasn't reading a wiki page. She was telling us stories about every part of it.
They're all true because I have his Wikipedia page open right
He's
here.
Just number one Freddie Mercury stan right here.
Everybody's unproblematic fave. I just want to like briefly thank you guys for like welcoming on to this show, especially Brandon because you're running this show. And unfortunately, today I have to cut my time a little bit short. I'm going to Jersey to babysit my boyfriend's pug, which is great. He's a wild little guy. So I gotta just sign off right now. And even though I'm going, this show is still going on.
Okay. So. Okay. Let's pretend that wasn't planned.
I'll see you guys. Right,
Gabby's leaving the building.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Damn, just in time for my song. That's rude. I'm kidding.
What's your song?
It is my song, though. So the song I've chosen is by Kanye West. Kanye, to me, represents like kind of like the ethos of America and who we really are. It's true. Okay, hold on. So like we're stubborn, we're hard-headed, we're cocky about our talents. But in the case of people like Kanye, like... Okay. No, like, point clear right here. No, but like we also deserve to be because like, you know, we're like brilliant people, but that can go to our heads with this whole like America first mentality that's so pervasive in our country. We damage our reputation to the rest of the world and because like we're so concerned with looking for ourselves and repping how much power like we personally hold against all the other countries. So in the Kanye song I've chosen, which is Power, the hook goes, no one man should have all that power. And to me, the man can like represent the man, quote unquote, can represent like the forces that like oppress us within our own communities. But for like the world at large, like America is that man and we should not have all that power, if that makes any sense. And like, I don't know, just imagine like a national anthem that also calls out our blind patriotism. Like that would be a fucking concept. And yeah, also like the beat just goes off from the start and I'd get chills if I heard those opening chants in a stadium. So,
so Kanye?
Yeah. Kanye. So this is Power by Kanye West.
I'm living in that 21st century, doing something mean to it. Do it better than anybody you ever seen do it. Screams from the haters, got a nice ring to it. I guess every superhero need his theme music. No one man should have all that power. The clock's ticking, I just count the hours. Tripping, I'm tripping off the power. The system broken, the schools closed, the prisons open. We ain't got nothing to lose, motherfucker, we rolling. Motherfucker, we rolling. With some light-skinned girls and some Kelly Rollins. And this white man world, we the ones chosen. So good night, cool world.
Austin Powers, lost in translation with a whole fucking nation. They say I was the Obama nation of Obama's nation. Well, that's a pretty bad way to start the conversation. At the end of the day, goddamn it, I'm killing this shit. I know damn well y'all feeling this shit. I don't need your pussy, bitch, I'm on my own dick. I ain't got a power trip, who you going home with? How ye doing? I'm surviving, I was drinking earlier.
Just talking about how it probably can't really be covered by people. Only Kanye West could really do that, because you know the whole point of the national anthem is like artists, big artists, usually get invited to do it at like sports games and sports games. That's how you know I'm very into sports. I just called it a sports game.
What's wrong with calling it a sports game?
I don't know. It just sounds so generic. Like I could have been more like
a sporting event.
A sporting event. I'm like it sports game. Like I don't know. Anyway, like Demi Lovato can't probably do that. Justice.
Hey, maybe Demi Lovato's good at rapping.
Maybe.
Okay, honestly, I just can't imagine her doing it. No, Taylor Swift will sing.
Taylor Swift would bring out a guitar. Oh my gosh. Taylor Swift actually has done the national anthem, but with a guitar, though. Like, she made it like a country song.
Oh, I don't like that.
Yeah. It's really bad.
Not a fan.
Kavya, you're up. Ah! What song would you replace the national anthem with?
Okay, so, kind of like going up. The song I chose was Freedom by Beyonce. For me, this was like I mentioned earlier, choosing a song was difficult, but the song, the reason I like it is because the line that keeps on repeating in the song is freedom, freedom, where are you? And I feel like it kind of shows to like the social injustices that are going on at this time. And like, I think Olivia and Gabby mentioned the whole Me Too movement. This on the International Day of the Girl was, I think, last week, and they released like a global campaign video with this song playing in the background and a bunch of like really young girls like just like singing the song, and that just watching that and listening to the song just is like a very empowering feeling that I feel like you should get from listening to an anthem. So that's why I chose this song.
Trying to rain on the thunder. Tell a storm I'm new. Hail Marys, I meditate for practice. Channel 9 News tell me I'm moving backwards. 8 blacks left, death is around the corner. 7 misleading statements about my persona. 6 headlights waving in my direction. 5-0 asking me what's in my possession. Yeah, I keep running, jumping the aqueducts, fire hydrants and hazardous smoke alarms on the back of us. But mama, don't cry for me, ride for me, drive for me, live for me, breathe for me, sing for me, honestly guiding me. I can be more than I gotta be, stole from me, lied to me, nation hypocrisy, code on me, driving me wicked. My spirit inspired me like, yeah. Open correctional gates in high desert. Yeah. Open our mind as we cast away oppression. Open the streets and watch our beliefs. And when they carve my name inside the concrete, I pray it forever reads.
Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Yeah. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Cause I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom.
Freedom by Beyonce and my boy Kendrick Lamar.
Two greats.
Yeah, no, two greats. Two modern American greats. Like, they will definitely go down as, like, legends in time.
I know, and they have been, like, consistently, like, speaking out.
Yeah.
Against what's going on.
That's also what I, like, really appreciate. Like, artists that are able to sort of talk about these issues without fear of, like, alienating their audiences. Mm-hmm. Taylor Swift. No, but you know what I mean, though. Like, Taylor Swift has championed feminism for like the longest ass time, and how are you not going to openly support the first female candidate in the running for president? Like, I mean, openly. Like, obviously, we know she didn't support Trump. Like, we could definitely infer that, but she should have been a little more explicit.
I mean, she's always been like that, though, right? She always is just like anything that could potentially cause just like 1% of controversy, she just doesn't do it.
Because like, I really want to like support Taylor Swift as like an American like. Like, let's be real, like, as a modern, like, American icon, but my girl, like, I don't know. Yeah. Still a weird topic to me.
She's a character.
She's a character. And the music that she's been releasing up to date has like, not been on
she
par.
Released a new song today, and I listened to, like, the first 30 seconds of it, and I'm like, the hell's going on?
Was it Gorgeous?
Yeah, Gorgeous.
It was on my playlist on Spotify, the Discover. No, the
Release Radar?
Yeah, that one and the Friday, the...
New Music Friday.
Yeah, New Music Friday. And I was like, what is
it? I mean, yeah, she always is going to make, like, so much money and, like, fame from these songs, but it's just, I want the old Taylor.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure country fans want the old Taylor, too, and that's why she doesn't want to call out, you know, certain people in America right now.
Oh, shit, okay.
But we can touch up on that another time. Actually, we should touch up on it now, but we're not going to. Olivia, you're up. What would you replace the national anthem with?
Well, for me, a national anthem is something that should really, like, speak or, like, stand for the nation's goals and, like, what we are for, like, our values.
Definitely.
And so for me, the biggest issue, I think, that really, like, got me thinking was the whole Me Too movement. But adding on to that, I think the biggest thing is that a lot of the events that's been going on, a lot of the discrimination and just everything kind of makes people feel like they don't, like, they're not free and they're not equal. And I really wanted to emphasize that everyone is worth it and then everyone should have confidence in themselves. Because especially with the Me Too, I'm just going to talk a little bit about it because it makes me really angry. Because the fact that we need to start a social trend, a social media trend, just to prove that what we go through isn't an exaggeration or, like, that we're not lying, just speaks for how just ridiculous the discrimination like a group of people can face in a nation where they express freedom and equality. Also, just it was really inspiring though, because the sheer number of people, even those who are not female, who join just shows how, although the issue might not affect someone directly, it can have an effect on them by like the people they love or like the people they know. And it was really nice to see people move and support issues like this. And that's why I picked the song Fucking Perfect by Pink, just because I feel like the song really expresses how everyone deserves it. Like, no one should be afraid to be who they are. And just, yeah, even the music video is amazing. So.
Yeah, the music video is really good. Have you seen the video for it? It's really good.
It's like a little kid.
And then, yeah, it like follows a girl as she grows up and like kind of coming to terms with her own beauty as she grows older. It's nice.
Yeah.
On the topic of, like, sexual assault, though, it's, like, I feel like in America, we kind of have this mentality that, like, it's all good on our side, you know, the ocean or whatever. Like, people always say, like, oh, it's, like, worse in other countries, like, you know, with the obvious, like, Islamophobia that goes on. People are like, oh, in, like, Muslim countries, like, they treat women, like, a lot worse than, like, you know, you have it a lot better here. But, like, honestly, it's not really like that. Like, it's still very bad for, like, women and, like, victims of sexual assault here. And, like, you still have to sort of address those issues as they are, because they're still existent here, even if in comparison it may seem like it's not that big a deal. It is a big deal.
Also, the problem is like, if someone has the courage to come out and be like, I have been assaulted or I have been harassed, it's like people get so caught up in the definitions of the terms and be like, oh, were you actually assaulted? Do you know what this means, rather than just believing the person? And like,
like you make said, that the initial reaction.
Yeah. Like the initial reaction is should be like, I believe you, I support you, and I want to help you, rather than being like,
are you sure?
Are you sure? Like, yeah, I'm pretty fucking sure that's what happened. Like, you don't need to tell me, like, question if I'm coming to you and telling you what happened. It's just like, it's that's where the whole Me Too movement, like, it's like telling people it's happening, and I feel like hopefully by the end of it, maybe this attitude, but it's so hard to have this attitude change, which is like the really, really sad and disappointing truth. But
yeah,
it's
especially
like,
because we should teach that rape or sexual assault should, like, it's not even an option. But what we do is we teach the victims of, like, oh, you should be careful so that you don't, like, this doesn't happen to you.
Right. Provocatively.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's, like, this whole, like, it seems like it's even ingrained in general. So, mm-hmm. Like, men are always the victimizers and women are always the victims, but...
Yeah, that's why I said victim, because I didn't want to...
And, like,
yeah.
Statistically, that's... I don't know the statistics, but I feel like that is commonly the case, but it's... I don't think it's fair to either party to, like, pigeonhole them, you know?
I know. It's like, they have these stereotypes of what these roles are, and anyone can be a victim.
Mm-hmm.
And if they tell you they're a victim, rather than not believing them, you should just be there for them.
Take it seriously.
Because it's a hard thing to, like, you know, to go through. And it's like, I was talking to someone yesterday, and it's like, one of the reasons why people don't, it's hard for people to come out or hard for people to say like what happened to them is because they're like oh, we don't want to ruin the life of the assaulter too.
Mm-hmm.
But one life is already ruined.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like,
yeah, no, that's a good way to look at it.
Like, no one should be responsible for not getting sexually assaulted. It should just hopefully just not happen. But when it does happen, we should acknowledge it instead of just doubting and like asking questions
and being like scared of like actually dealing with the situation.
Mm-hmm.
We've made progress, but we got a long way to go.
Yeah.
Made a wrong turn once or twice. Dug my way out, blood and fire. Bad decisions, that's alright. Welcome to my silly life. Mistreated, this place misunderstood. Try, but we try too hard, and it's a waste of my time. Done looking for the critics, cause they're everywhere. They don't like my jeans, they don't get my hair. Exchange ourselves, and we do it all the time. Why do we do that? Why do I do that? Why do I do that? Yeah!
It was a very important song, just like, because yeah, you, sometimes you feel insecure, and it's just like a nice song to listen to and feel good. So thank you for choosing it. It was nice
to
hear it again.
I think it's just like, I don't really like the national anthem just because I have to sing it and play on my instrument so often, and I feel like it was really hard for me to connect because I felt like it doesn't really represent what America stands for. especially because I'm not a citizen, so it's like, as an outsider, just looking into the values and just the lyrics, it's just like, but really? Yeah, so that's why I really like the song, because I feel like the song speaks for what America should fight for. So, like, yeah.
Yeah, word. Like, the lyrics of the ones that we actually sing, like, even, you know, the ones that we see, it's like, Land of the Free,
Home of the Brave.
Like, who's getting that? Mm-hmm. I don't know. And it's, like, the last note that people sing. So that's, like, the most impactful part of it. And you just wonder, like, nowadays, is that still what we get out of it?
I mean, the tune a little bit does for me. Because, like, I mean, I played marching band in high school. Yeah. So it's, like, you know, like, playing that before a game, it was, like, cool. This is, like, quintessentially American, right? Because we're playing a national anthem before a football game.
Yeah.
But even the tune is from, you know, like, England. So yeah.
I don't know. It makes no sense because it gets really quiet when it says... And the bomb's bursting in air, and it's just like, but that should be, the words kind of insinuate that that should be like a really big part, but then it's just quiet, and then it just gets loud again, and I don't know. I just didn't like how when we sang it, it was like over 2 octaves if you sing the harmony version of it, and I'm a soprano one, so it was just like, what is this range? Like, why are you doing this to me? Like, if you're singing, you can't sing it, and it's like, yeah.
I think I played for my school band, like, up until like, high school, but I've actually never like had to play the national anthem for an event.
No way.
So I don't know like that feeling of being a music player, like a musician, and like
having to do the national
anthem. I'm laughing because like I was snare drum, so
my god.
So I would just play a drum roll for the whole time, so it wasn't really musical. But it was just kind of like.
But you always start us up though. Or for us, it's like the snare. We cue the snare.
Yeah,
and it's
they like, do the snare. The instructor is like.
Yeah, and it's like.
Have you heard like, national anthems from other countries?
No.
I mean, yeah, but, Korea, because I.
Yeah, I mean, I know India's, and I know Britain's.
I actually do know Philippines national anthem. Yeah, it's. I will admit though, like America's national anthem, like melodically is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's more pumping. I feel like India's is more moving.
Yeah.
It touches on all the different areas in India, like in the lyrics and stuff. And it's just like I like
that's
it a
pretty
lot.
Cool.
Germany's national anthem. Actually has not changed since like the 1800s. The verses they sing have changed since like the 40s.
They like revised it.
I think they're basically just singing a different stanza in the poem, but like
what's the poem? They kept the poem, kept the tune.
Yeah, it's like. Maybe I'll, like, pull this shit up. But, it's interesting, because, like, I think that's, like, a pretty patriotic song for them. Also, like, the European Union does, like, Joy to the World or something like that.
Because Britain's is God Save the Queen.
Yeah.
Which is a tune of My Country, Tis of Thee, I think. Or,
oh, shit, yeah.
Or, yeah.
Or, like, one of those,
yeah. Or America the Beautiful. It's, like, they have the same tune. I'm pretty sure America stole it from God Save the Queen. But,
Yeah, wait, I also like the fact that the national anthem, like, Star Spangled Banner is, like, British, and, like, you know, in the age where, like, exports and, like, things from other countries are, like, looked down upon, it's like, but the national anthem's not even from here either.
Well, Francis Scott Key is American, isn't he?
But, like, the melody
was British, yeah.
Adopted, yeah.
Because he wrote it after, was it the War of 1812?
Yeah, I think
so. It was the War of 1812, he was on some ship, and he saw the burning flag, and he was like, oh, shit. Or he saw, like, no, he saw everything else burning,
through
the flag was still there.
Okay, a push. So, yeah, I think that concludes the songs portion for that. We got a new issue of the Pioneer out today, Volume 97, Issue 3. Do you want to give us a quick brief of the new issue, Matt and or Kavya? Matt,
go.
Yeah, okay. So, I think we have a pretty cool article about the history of the life of Peter Cooper. So stay tuned for that one. We also have quite a lot of, we've also had quite a lot of events at Cooper, over the past few weeks. So we've got plenty of coverage of that. So.
Including Ai Weiwei.
Ai Weiwei.
He's literally everywhere.
If you've noticed these large fence structures anywhere in New York City, that's Ai Weiwei. probably.
I don't like him. Like, unpopular opinion, I know, but like.
He's a hard personality.
I feel like he's really direct, and like I appreciate him for that. but like I feel like we give him a little bit too much credit, but that's just my thing. Yeah.
You out there listening, Ai Weiwei? Come post up. Olivia wants you to catch these hands.
No way, way.
She said, no way, way.
That's Isabella Pestovsky. It's not my joke. All right, wait, Matt, you want to say anything else?
Not much. Check out the cover, too. It's pretty funny.
It's spooky.
Who did the cover?
Sam Jang.
Shout out, Sam Jang.
Yeah. It's more or less a Halloween issue. So,
true. Happy it's Halloween a spoopy issue. Pioneer.
Spoopy.
Spooky boo.
You can pick up a copy of the spoopy issue of the Pioneer at any newspaper stand at your local Cooper building or The Bean, and right here on pioneer.cooper.edu. Special shout out to actually The Bean listeners, if there are any. If you've picked up a copy at The Bean and you saw the link, like, oh, a music podcast, and you're listening, shout out to you especially. But anyway.
What the hell is wrong with you?
I'm tired. Oh, my God.
So no, that concludes. People actually read it because people, when I'm sitting at The Bean, they'll be like, hey, you're the girl in that newspaper. And I was like, what?
Oh, wow, you famous.
Okay.
And I feel so like a little bit special.
I actually have seen people read the Pioneer at The Bean, which is pretty cool. Because as if we're like a real newspaper. Yeah. But we are a real newspaper. that concludes this episode of Tunage. Thank you everyone on the panel for sitting in with me. Thank you all there for listening. We'll be back with a new theme and new music to listen to on the next episode, coming out with the release of the next issue of The Pioneer. You can sound off in the comments, drop us some feedback on anything Tunage or Pioneer related. And that is that on that. This has been Tunage. We will see you on the next one.
Cool.